We need to do this.
Step into the zipper. Step into the zipper.
With Julie.
Step into the zipper.
With Julie.
Zipper.
Game one.
With Julie.
Yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Stars Flames.
Dude.
So excited for Stars playoff hockey. Nestled in front of the television with my playoff shirt on. Oh, I changed.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I wore it. It's probably the third time I've ever worn specific clothing to watch a game in my house.
Yeah.
We're going to be one of the very few trios of people who have official Stars Playoffs 2020 gear, which I'm pretty psyched about.
I felt kind of cool.
It's really,
I switched into mine as well.
Yeah, it's really kind of unique.
Just to sit on the couch.
I did.
Hopefully it's not a really short-lived, really sad playoff experience.
Yeah.
And then we'll just have our sad little shirts that
okay,
remind
Julie,
us of it.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
What is hockey?
What's your driver's
way
license
to go,
number?
You're right. What's the 3-digit number on the back of your credit card? I don't know what I'm watching 100%. And you can tick that down to probably maybe 35%. But I felt, take away those 9 seconds where they scored those two goals, the Stars got murdered yesterday. And I felt that was the case. But then I saw some life in the legs after they scored those two goals, and they had a couple of chances in the third. I thought the first period sucked for the Stars.
The first period did suck. We gave up the first goal of the game for the 8th straight time.
Well, hot dog.
And I don't know how you distinguish why that's happening. You know, you could say it's coaches that aren't getting them prepared, but what can the coaches do? What else can they do? They're trying everything they've got. You can say that the Stars obviously kind of floated around throughout their little round robin series, and they weren't in playoff mode. And in the first period of the game last night, it looked like Calgary was in playoff mode and the Stars weren't. It looked like the Stars were kind of sitting back waiting to see what kind of game they're going to get. Like, okay, we haven't played this Flames team in a while. What are they going to bring? And in that little period of time where they're sitting back waiting, they got scored on twice.
Well, can you blame the bubble for that a little bit? Because Calgary played a 5-game series against one team that was playoff mode.
Yes.
Because they had to win this to advance.
Yes, they
the
did
Stars,
very well against one.
They're in. They don't have to worry about not making the playoffs, and they played a couple of three different teams instead of playing one team the whole time. So
yeah.
Do you think that, Matt, factored into the start?
I think it did, and I think if you have a team that just has a ton of offensive firepower and a team that's really mentally strong and a team that had been playing really well together in the bubble before they came there, you probably wouldn't see that issue. So you couldn't fully blame the bubble. But the Stars weren't really any of those things, and they aren't any of those things. So I think something like playing in a bubble in that weird atmosphere takes a bigger toll on a team like the Stars because they were already working through so many issues. They don't have those guys that you can rely on right now to score goals, you know? A point a game kind of guy. We're just not seeing it, and there's no one that you can fall back on. Our goaltending hasn't been as good as it can be. And yes, Anton Khudobin played great yesterday, but he didn't steal a game for us. It'd be nice if a goaltender could steal a game when guys aren't scoring and when it takes you a period to get into the flow of things, or even a game to get into the flow of things. So there's so many different, you know, ways you can point at this and say what went wrong. But Donnie, I have to kind of agree with you. Outside of that 9 seconds, I didn't feel like the Stars were at the Flames level. It just seems like they're discombobulated a bit. They're not making sharp passes. They're not skating fast. They're not, the power play doesn't look good. Even the penalty kill, which has been good in the regular season, doesn't look as good. They're just off sync. And there's so many big names on this team. You shouldn't have these kind of issues right now.
Even in that 9 seconds, though, those two goals, like neither one of them were clean or good or pretty.
Right, they were like from distance goals.
Especially the second one, the Ben one, dude. Talbot, like that was terrible goaltending, that one moment.
Look at Rupe's reaction. He couldn't believe that went in.
Really, dude?
Because he looked and he was like, is that sure? Okay.
Like he just kind of chucked it at net and it went right through what? The armpit?
Right.
And the first one, at least it was a rocket, but it got deflected off. What was it, the elbow or the buttocks? Who knows what it is?
Yeah, like maybe the side or
something.
So
it was pretty
like
lucky.
Right.
Yeah. But you're getting those two fluky goals, and then you're tied, and you've still got a lot of game left. So take that. Use it.
Yeah, but they use it for what, two shots in the first 12 minutes of the third period?
Yes.
Like, you do nothing to even threaten.
Right. You get a 6-on-4 at the end of the game. You luck out again, and I think they got, like, one shot on goal during that time.
That was lucky. That was the Calgary guy immediately went, what have I done?
Yeah.
Because he opened the door a little bit, and they got that one. A laser shot. I think it was Klingberg. I'm not quite sure. But then that
Pavelski
didn't work. I thought Corey Perry tried to spark him a little bit with the fight, because you usually don't see fights in playoff games.
Right.
And I don't know if he thought that they needed a little bit of a spark.
So I think so.
He started throwing some hands, I don't know if it worked.
I think he kind of knows that's his role. And even the Flames, I guess, from some of their press conferences leading up to it, they were talking about, you know, watching out for Perry, and Perry's going to go up against some of their big, tough guys. And that kind of thing. And we just don't have a lot of those big, tough guys right now. And Perry's kind of maybe taking one for the team a bit, trying to start a fight there.
So how encouraged, discouraged are you, Julie?
Be honest
about
here.
Game two, because of what you've seen in game one, I do feel that you'll get a better effort from the Stars in game two, because what they put out on the ice yesterday is not going to get it done.
No. I guarantee as well, yes, we will get a better effort in game two. As far as how encouraged or discouraged, when you look at it, it's really hard to look at the body of work before the pause, because it's been so long and so much has changed. When you look at what's happened in Edmonton, I feel discouraged. We have not seen much to give us optimism.
Well, that was happening in Dallas before they got to Edmonton.
It was the last like six games, but we'd seen a lot of good things in the season as well. They went on a pretty good win streak there for a month or so. And they had found their stride offensively for a bit. That's how they got up into be a four seed when they went into the bubble, right? There were some positives prior to this. But when you look at what we've seen in Edmonton, I mean, we had a really good little window against the Golden Knights where the Stars scored three goals and looked really good. They looked like a team that can play hard and find those windows to score. And I was really feeling great at that point in time. And we haven't really seen that since. They played well against St. Louis, but nothing that's going to wow anybody. They still only scored one goal and had to win in a shootout. So the good thing is it's a best of seven series. I had to keep reminding myself that last night, too, because after a game like that where you just get so amped up, you've waited so long for this team to start playing again and for the playoffs, which is the best part of the year for a Stars fan or any sports fan, right? It felt really defeating last night, but it's one game. It's a best of seven series. The Stars have a lot of veterans. Rick Bowness has been around. He's been a coach in this league for a really long time. He's seen a lot. He might not have, you know, he might not be as polished as somebody who's been a head coach for a long time. But I'm hoping that this team can just dig in and get a win in game two, because I think we have like four games in five nights now or something like that. It's going to be intense. You almost have to win game two to have a shot. And that's going to be tomorrow night. And I'm hoping we'll see right out of the gates something a lot more promising from the Stars. I'm hoping they skate hard. They start forechecking hard. They go right at the Flames, right at puck drop. Show them, hey, this is a different team than you saw in game one, because the Flames right now have to be feeling pretty good and thinking that the Stars are not going to bring their A game in this series.
But what reason, other than just being an optimist, and I guess that's just sports. I mean, I get it, but there's just not much reason to believe. Well, if it was going to click yesterday,
well, you got
that would have been the day to do it.
You got nothing from Sagan, nothing.
Right?
So you would think
he's not right.
And if he's getting a little better,
and you
get some kind of offensive production as far as shots and chances, scoring chances, and all that would increase the likelihood of those. I'm trying to be the optimist around here. I don't know.
Sagan definitely doesn't look right. You've got Sagan. You've got Jamie Benn. You've got Joe Pavelski. You've got Alexander Radulov. You've got John Klingberg. You've got firepower. You've got people that have scored a lot of goals in their career. You need one of them to start clicking, and you need some people to jump on board with them. You also have depth. We've seen some really good depth in this team, and a lot of those guys from the playoffs last year when the Stars did do really well against the Blues until the end of the series. That obviously didn't end well. But you've got, you know, Miro Heiskanen that can score. You've got Radek Faksa. You've got Matthias Janmark. You've got Roope Hintz. Denis Yurianov leading the team in scoring. There's a lot of people here that have potential, and you have to think chances are they're not all going to have an off day again, and they're not going to have an off series this whole dang time.
Well, Julia,
that's what gives me some optimism.
No disrespect.
Okay, Donnie.
But I feel like they've been kind of having an off season because they haven't been scoring all year long.
Well, they've been playing really good defense. They've had some of the best defense in the league, which is what the Stars wanted after a few years ago when they did score a whole bunch of goals under Lindy Ruff and they still weren't winning in the playoffs because defense wins championships.
They need the goalie.
And they've got that figured out for the most part.
They need one of the two goalies to start stopping pucks with ears.
With his
they need
ears?
Someone to have a
you don't
really
let
big night.
Anything in, no matter if it's a mistake by the defense or what, you pick them up and stand on your damn head.
And yeah. And you'd think, I guess, Bishop would be the better candidate to take over a game or a series, but I mean, the goalie I don't think was the problem yesterday.
No, he wasn't the problem.
He wasn't
but
the problem.
They can mask some of those problems.
Yep.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know number five. Number five had a bad day.
Is that Sakura?
Yeah.
Sakura.
And, yeah.
Okay, and he's in there because Pollock
is overexposed. He was sharing time with Roman Pollock on that third D pairing, but Roman Pollock decided not to play anymore,
yeah.
Not to go to the bubble.
Goodbye.
So they tried giving him, it looks like, all of
hey,
the
Roman.
Time. But there's some guys waiting in the wings. I bet I wouldn't be shocked if we don't see him start the next game if we see maybe Taylor Fadun mm-hmm. or somebody else get a shot.
If you just look at those highlights from Dubé, I don't know if both of them, but it just that Sakura,
yeah.
Like he's standing still
I know.
Twice.
Although that first goal was sweet.
The one-timer?
The second one,
I think, was the one.
The slide across one of them was yeah. absolutely beautiful.
Where it was like just a one-man
off
effort.
Off the rush. Calgary was doing a lot off the rush, and that's another thing that the Stars were not doing.
But they need to cause some penalties. Like that, it seems like it seems like no one makes or they will have penalties against Dallas. Like they're never on the power play. Ever.
Yeah, we got like six, I think, against St. Louis the other day, but yesterday we didn't see it. And that just means you're not getting in there and battling. You're not creating. You're not getting your body in front of the net. And
that felt like a ticky-tack
yeah.
penalty on Radulov at the beginning where they scored their first goal. It looked ticky-tack to me. I don't know.
I don't know.
Though.
Yeah.
I don't know hockey well enough to say this is right, but it feels like they have a Superman kryptonite necklace hanging around their neck, and I don't know how you get it off. Like, something's holding the whole thing back. And I get you on prioritizing defense, and that is probably a good idea. But all those guys you just named, a lot of them are really strong scorers historically, and they're just...
Yep.
I feel like
scoring.
We haven't seen them,
right.
those men, in a long time.
You just see
right.
it in spurts, not consistently.
Right.
I would rather have the consistent scoring than 3-1 period here, than 2-9 seconds here. Let's
well,
have
yeah,
some chances
the
throughout
perfect
the whole
world,
entire game.
We would all love to see consistent scoring, and that's just not the way this team has been built. But
well, build it differently.
Yeah.
RoboCop.
Well, that's a whole other conversation.
RoboCop this thing.
Yeah.
All right, let's step out of the Zen bin.
Okay. Oh, and y'all will still get your treats if they win game two.
All right.
The only reason we're doing this.
I know.
I was scared to ask. Julie's going to steal stuff out of her husband's Stars closet for us as treats.
If they win.
If they win.
If they win game two, three.
Game two. We'll start there.
How about if they just win a game this series?
No, we'll decide for each game.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.